People.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Mother Nature continues to be angry as rounds of rain continue to soak New Jersey while power outages are keeping thousands of residents and businesses in the dark. The National Weather Service says a chance for some light snow is a possibility during rush hour. Commutes today and tomorrow, forecasters predict up to another 2 to 3 inches may fall across the state by late today. The extra rain has placed about 24 rivers and streams at risk of reaching or exceeding flood stage. Meanwhile, the North Jersey coastline between Aberdeen, Matawan, and Long Branch is back with 30-minute delays, but the Gladstone branch of the Morris and Essex line is suspended both ways between Gladstone and Basking Ridge due to overhead wire issues. More coming up in fast traffic. A Cuban national being held at Bergen County Jail is charged with attempted murder.
Ernesto Lara Rojo is accused of using a razor blade to slash open a woman's throat in a domestic violence incident in Cliffside Park late Monday afternoon. According to the Bergen County prosecutor, the 49-year-old Cuban citizen who lives in West New York sent the woman to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued a detainer for La Rojo. A detainer is only issued when the agency believes a suspect is not a citizen of the United States. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New court documents say a Mays Landing woman has confessed to killing her 81-year-old boyfriend on Easter. According to a criminal complaint, 75-year-old Eileen Bright admitted to the killing at their home on Lewis Drive. During a recorded police interview, the Atlantic County prosecutor says her boyfriend, Gary Johnson, died from blunt force trauma and stab wounds. Investigators say they recovered a knife and statue used in the killing. Bright is charged with murder and is being held at the Atlantic County Jail. President Biden says he wants to continue his fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs in 2022, signing a health care package into law that caps various health care costs for those on Medicare. Now he's hoping to expand that to lower the cost for all Americans. He says the cost of prescription drugs is exorbitant.
Take insulin for people with diabetes. It costs $10 to make. If you add everything in terms of packaging and all the rest, you can argue maybe $12 total. And they're charged as much as $400 a month. Not anymore.
The top drug maker lobby says Biden's comments at the White House on Wednesday are a missed opportunity, saying he failed to address how some other industries like health insurance companies are also driving up the cost of medications. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next.
Live, local, legendary. We are New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Crash on Route 78 being cleared eastbound by exit 480 westbound with accidents at exit 57 Patterson, another by Roxbury's exit 27. Route 36 remains closed at West Long Branch between 35 and 71 because of a downed utility pole. 206 with a downed tree southbound at 512 at Pottersville Gladstone area. A lot of local traffic in that stretch. Garden State Parkway slows at exit 135. The Turnpike slows at exit 14. And Hudson River Crossings leaving New Jersey. Still about 15 to 20 minutes for the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, George Washington Bridge with a 30-minute delay and a lot of local flooding, as we've been mentioning all morning, along the Millstone and Raritan Rivers in Franklin Township, Branchburg, White House Station, Montgomery. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Big problems on 295, and let's start in South Jersey with the southbound ride slow at exit 24. A crash, the left lane blocked off, and traffic is backed up north on 295 from exit 23 all the way up through to exit 26 from earlier accidents. And then in Mercer County, 295 southbound exit ramp at Sloan Ave, exit 65 is closed off with a crash being worked on. The highway itself getting all backed up. A lot of flooding, especially around the Princeton area. Cherry Hill, Harrison, Quaker River, all flooded. New Jersey fast traffic made possible by my happy place, yours too, Parks Casino. With action, excitement, great dining. I always have such a good time there. And there's so much entertainment. Now, the headliners at the Excite Center are not to be missed. Check them out. Country star Dylan Scott is August 10th. There's so many more. Go to ParksCasino.com. Now, you must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 780. 17 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:05. A package of proposed laws related to gambling includes a bill to jack up the taxes the state takes from internet and sports wagering. State Senator John McKeon says our rate is woefully out of step with other states.
By way of example, New York taxes at 51%, Pennsylvania at 36%. Ohio, who's only had online gaming for a year, is going from 10% to 20%, and Illinois from 15% to 35%.
Another measure aims to protect folks who voluntarily exclude themselves from gambling. It would allow people to hold a casino liable if they knowingly let them continue to bet. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money case is rejecting the former president's motion to delay the start of his criminal trial in New York. Trump arguing it must be delayed until the Supreme Court decides whether he is immune from prosecution for anything he did while acting in his official capacity as president. The trial is set to start April 15th. This portion of the news is made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:07. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is next.
From the voices you trust to the topics you care about, New Jersey 101.5 is your home for a perfect blend of entertainment and information. Don't just listen, join the conversation. The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Flood watch continues and coastal flood advisories through late this morning, as we're going to start off cloudy and breezy with a couple afternoon thunder showers. Could even include some small hail, especially for the southern areas, high within a few degrees of 50, mid-50s near the shore. Showers then end tonight, leaving us partly to mostly cloudy, lows 35 to 40. Cloudy and breezy showers around tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 40s, low 50s, closer to the shoreline. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Whether your faucet is leaking, you have no heat, or your breaker keeps tripping, call our friends at Guaranteed Service, the number one plumbing, electrical, and HVAC company in New Jersey. Mention this station to get $50 off any service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Right now, Rockaway 36 degrees. It's 38 in Franklin, Beach Haven 41. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.